This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
American socialist experiments failed because not that the model is bad, but the U.S. trust in government is historically damaged. And I think the Epstein files and things of that nature just continue to fracture what is in place. And in the U.S., the feedback loop is completely broke.
Flew back Sunday, so we shot a badass commercial within under a 24-hour span. And I'll include what we shot.
Drop that little F-bomb in there. What do you know? This guy says, I am trespassing and that I need to be escorted out of the YMCA facility because of the nature of my language. And I was really shocked. I go, are you really serious right now? He goes, yes, you have to leave. So I was like, whatever, man. I start walking out. Then I turn to him again. I go, are you really kicking me out? He goes, if you don't leave, I'm going to have to call the cops. I said, call the cops? Just as he says that.
Unique New York. Unique New York. The arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
When people in suburban neighborhoods
who like to go on walks and runs and do those type of things don't use the infrastructure provided. Sidewalks. Use the sidewalk. Why are you and your couple walking through the neighborhood street?
All right, bye now. Have a good time.
To the right causes and who in fact is lobbying for these issues at the municipality level. Education is also a public good, not a private competition. So obviously base level socialism, could it be identified for constitutional rights? Are we going to align some of these things with constitutional rights? Or I think that slow installations of these factions can be useful, but obviously as we've seen, they need to be committed to over long periods of time.
So I said, not for nothing. So when it comes to these situations, a lot of the times I don't have the access to the resources because of the overpopulation of these locations in this gym. So it almost is as if you guys are flushing out the good members of the community, the good hardworking members of the community that pay with their own money for these memberships. And that was a part of the speech. But I was explaining in this tone, like very calm. So at the end of my speech, right before I start talking about the lady pushing me, he goes, you need to leave. I'm going to call the cops again. At this point, I'm baffled.
Be careful what you wish for, but also, you know, understand that if you do like that type of thing or you like doing hard stuff, that understand that whatever you think it's going to present, it's probably almost going to present more than what you bargained for. So always understand that in those situations, and just be steadfast and hold your head high and just know that you will ultimately achieve what you're setting out to do. As long as you have your values in place and, you know, you're looking at it from a this is a bigger than me standpoint. This isn't about me. This isn't about him. And he knows that, you know, when two men can join for a common goal, it's almost a miracle in what that, you know, those people can accomplish.
Because as humans, we want belonging and we want acceptance and to have like a tight knit fantasy football league. Like that's pretty cool, especially when you guys coordinate stuff. Like events or the draft or whatever, like as gay as it is, I know nobody wants to hear this, but football is one of the gay sports. I will share this again. Football is one of the gay sports. ever. It's a sport. I played football my entire life. It's so you guys play it. You know? Which is cool.
Just, you know, I'm just going to go Mayo brain about, you know, space and just assume that we're on a globe and that there's no edge of the earth and that, you know, there's no firmament and it's just exactly what my sixth grade science teacher taught me.
Ladders and floors, right? You know, let socialism be the floor and let capitalism be the ladder. I think when you install these into specific sectors, you have to make sure that these ladders are put where the ladder needs to be and a floor is put where a floor or a ceiling is meant to be put.
You know, the good in humanity will show eventually and all that type of good stuff. Which
about who you were. So who would you say you were?
I would say I was somebody sent to this world to try to give people hope in dark times, because without hope, we fall into apathy and do nothing. And in the dark times that we are living in now, if people don't have hope, we're doomed. And how can we bring little children into this dark world we've created and let them be surrounded by people who've given up? So even if this is the end of humanity as we know it, let's fight to the very end. Let's let the children know, you know, that there is hope if they get together. And even if it becomes impossible for anybody, it's better to go on fighting to the end than just to give up and say, okay.
I think for a lot of the economies that are kickstand by tourism, I think it's tough to implement this, right? So smaller island chains or vacation areas, obviously you want to keep that capitalism still in place because there's less of a vacuum for larger corporations to come in there and buy everything. I think they should restrict that because obviously a foreign company or a foreign entity can come into a small Caribbean island chain or something and just buy up all the land and essentially have this, you know, this one-sided approach to the tourism and just take all of the money that's being generated for the actual economy locally and just take it for the LLC or the company, wash it in a Swiss bank account, and then it ends up in some French guy's wallet. You know what I mean? Obviously, like a guy like Travis Kelce, you know, being a big pharma bull, like as an NFL player, like that's pretty retarded. So I can only assume that, you know, some of the downfall is attributed to his overconsumption of media and assuring people that he's going to do XYZ when, you know, realistically he should just shut up and juke.
Ah, yeah. And if you do have family, embrace that shit, man, because you'll get a lot more honest upholding opinions from family than you will a lot of other people. So not that you can't rely on it, but I wouldn't solely rely on it. You have to expose yourself to those different keyword communities again, which is super duper important.
When you see degrading infrastructure, obviously the tax money that we're paying is not going to what we're talking about, right? So it's not going to municipalities. It's not going to the city. It's not going to housing. That's why you see infrastructure degrading, because we're paying everybody's paying their taxes. Anybody who's evading taxes, you can't, because they'll get you. Unless you have an LLC to dishevel it to, or you have millions and billions of dollars to donate, it's not going to go anywhere. The stuff's going to stay the same. You sit down to have conversations with them about sports, like me, myself, somebody who's invested almost their entire life, for better or for worse, into sports. Like, you would assume that I have a decent understanding of the dynamic of the game. And when you try to conversate with them, it's like they brush you off the shoulder like they're some, like, Wall Street enthusiast about the history and understanding of sports. Like, dude, off. Like, you don't know shit.
Not that there is, but there's people watching. There's always somebody watching. And you have to behave like a citizen when you're in large groups of people.
When the audience knows a part of the plot and the characters in the movie don't know the plot, so there's a lot of that tension that builds, and I think older movies did a really good job of that, of separating, you know, characters in the movie from the audience and giving the audience context to a plot, but having the actor in the movie remain unknowing of what the outcome is going to be. So I think it a lot of older movies do that really well. That's lost in translation a lot of times today. So I think it's important to continue to watch older movies because they put a lot more into the plot and the characters because of the lack of cinematic resources in terms of CGI and camera work and teams and just funding and everything. So people had to do a lot more with a lot less in those days with movies, which is a big part of why I like to do what I do as an amateur in this space, is doing as much as I possibly can with as little as I possibly have, and just seeing what I can create and, you know, how I can improve and jut and move forward in that regard. I think it's really cool and interesting.
Was my fifth grade teacher in middle school, Mr. Kevin Bean, he was a wrestler, and I knew this when he was teaching me. I knew he was a wrestler. He wrestled in his free time, and he was adamant about it. But he never told us who he was or what his, you know, his facade was. And then I saw it on their podcast in the news article that had came out years ago, because his name was Blitzkrieg. His name was Blitzkrieg, and apparently he did a Bellamy salute with a German flag in his hand during one of his things, but he was like just waving across like this, and the way it was called, it was, you know, deemed Bellamy salute. So he had a big fall through for that. But I think I was a junior in high school at that point. I probably knew about it then, but didn't really make anything of it. But I'm gonna attach the clip.
But the district is investigating one of its teachers after this video.
I let this kid do his thing.
Ah, damn it!
Showing the teacher, Mr. Kevin Bean, moonlighting as a wrestler known as Blitzkrieg, the German juggernaut. The controversy around the teacher's side gig centers around this gesture in the video. Some say it's
people need to at least have the ability to own assets. So we don't want people to own nothing. We don't want a completely socialistic world. We don't want another World War III to flip everything to socialism, how World War II flipped everything to capitalism. We don't want those drastic, you know, flips. We want something consistent. We want something embedded in human rights and human needs.
Pretty nuts. I was listening to Matt and Shane's secret podcast, and they were satirizing, you know, disrupting Antifa raids and different parades and stuff like that by doing shows of force. And I couldn't have thought that, you know, the CIA saw that and just said, hey, sounds like a good idea. If you're thinking the CIA isn't listening to that specific podcast, then you'd be proven wrong. So they probably took it with a grain of salt and said, hey, that's not a bad idea.
So I don't think you can restrict those companies from actually developing. They need to have some sort of capitalistic progression involved, so they can actually, you know, the sciences can be, you know, grown and innovated on. But I think a lot of what I've found with these domains being hybrid is that mostly can be science-based, or mostly are science-based.
Join the Marines!
The Helldivers.
And my brother's super into it. Our generation, his generation is super into it. It's a pretty good game. But I've a conspiracy that I think big tech, you know, CEOs, that they take the influence and make these games off of, kind of writhe, or I don't know if that's the right word. They kind of, they love, let's just say that, they love the fact that this is like a modernistic, you know, approach to people's daily lives. It's like such a part of people's, you know, it's so ingrained in them. You know, that people have such an innate, like, understanding of all the, you know, intricacies of these games with the vocabulary that they use, or the weapons and the loadouts and the ammunition and the armor, like, the everything. Like, just people are complete, like, we're getting sped for it in a good way because they're very knowledgeable about it. But I feel as if these big tech CEOs are so excited because when the world eventually does get to that point, which I don't think it will, but if it does and if it will, I think that's, like, their you know, pinnacle, because they have this whole generation of soldiers who have been subconsciously training playing video games. Because if anybody plays that video game as religiously as my brother, which I know a lot of people do, because you can see on the servers, like, this stuff's ingrained in them. It's like a ticking clock. Like, they just know when they're deployed and they're out there, and they it's just automatic. Like, it's in them. It's flowing through their veins. So
how could you not call fantasy football but then call wrestling? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? think that's stupid. They're both guys in tights. And they're both faking it until they make it. Big buff dudes in tights faking it till they make it. Football, wrestling, same thing.
But you're not necessarily going to excel extravagantly in any regard. Chris DiStefano says it on History of Hyenas on one episode. I can't think of specifically how he said it, but there's no grass is greener mentality with certain stuff. It's always a matter of give and take. So obviously, if you're giving more to one area of your life, it's going to take away from another. So that's kind of where I get the steer. It's like building a 2K player, right? If everybody had a socialist 2K account. How would you be able to build a player? Would everybody build the same player? No, obviously people would put a lot more VC into tattoos and gear and things of that nature. Whereas some people would almost always put all of their effort into improving the player, which would be the smartest thing.
I always used to explain that to people. I said, do you realize how gay we look out here? We're just a bunch of dudes wearing spandex tights, shorts. Like, I didn't realize how much I used to show my ass. Not in the, the term, metaphorical term way, but like literally show my ass.